The projected deficit for the Sitka School District is roughly $800,000 next year. That's a pretty typical figure, as the district always starts its budget process in the red, as salaries and expenses are assumed to go up, and revenues provided by the state and city governments are assumed to remain about the same. The big difference, however, is around $1 million in CARES Act money that the district is likely to see as a result of the latest trillion-dollar stimulus package signed by President Biden on March 11th. The $1 million would cover the deficit and then some, but what then? That's what Superintendent John Holst wanted to convey to the Sitka School Board at its most recent budget hearing on March 25th.
We can do all kinds of things. We're flush with money right now, but at some point, when the money runs out, it is going to be super painful. So be careful.
Some of the possible uses for the stimulus funding would be paying for a social worker at Pacific High, funding an elementary learning support coordinator, and running a summer school intervention to help bring students back up to speed. With that in mind, the board tried its best to look at next year's budget as if the stimulus money were not coming in. 7 veteran teachers are taking retirement or early retirement. The district is assuming enrollment will be down around 50 students over this year. So how do you plug the $800,000 hole? The options are ask the city for more funding, dip into reserves, and cut at least 2 teaching positions. And, that $1 million in stimulus funding. There was no desire at all to cut district staff any further. Board member Paul Ryu, however, favored asking the assembly to pick up a share. He felt a working partnership had been created over the last 2 years, and despite the temptations of CARES funding, everyone needed to remain invested in the long-term success of Sitka students.
Sometimes it feels like Apollo 13 every week. You know, we're trying to figure out how to keep oxygen on and with duct tape and get around the next orbit. But having a plan that makes me feel comfortable about how students' needs are going to be addressed moving into the future. And I think that's one of the main intents of the CARES money.
Board member Andrew Hames agreed winning the maximum support of the Assembly for Schools was important, but it's a mistake to dismiss the CARES funding altogether. The first 2 relief packages passed in the previous administration were designed to equip schools to educate during a pandemic. This latest round is intended to make up for revenue shortfalls due to the recession as schools return to in-person learning. Hames wanted to keep the CARES money in play during budgeting.
With this shot coming in, I think we should look at it, or I want to look at it as what it's intended for, and that's to bridge a gap.
There was sentiment among the public for this too. Teacher Susan Brandt Ferguson said the district would be limited in how much of the stimulus funding it could save. We have money for a rainy day, she said. Well, it's pouring. Parent Beth Short Rhodes agreed 2020 had been hard on students. Clawing back ground next year will be challenging, and the CARES money would help.
Schools need as much money as they can get right now. I mean, considering how state funding is going down, considering how teacher salaries haven't kept up with the national standard. So I feel like rather than talking about, you know, taking a hit, we need to be really advocating for getting the full amount of funding that our schools need, because really that isn't even enough.
The city has offered to provide the district with about $7.5 million in funding for instruction next year, about $250,000 below the so-called cap allowed under state law. Board member Blossom Teal Olson concurred with the members of the public who spoke and with her fellow board members that the city should consider upping its stake. We're a vital part of the community and we have a viable ask, she said. The next district budget hearing will be 6 p.m. April 14th. The district's budget will be finalized and approved by the board on April 21st. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.